On the show today, we have two of the hottest credit union industries, fintechs, Banktoys, Mike Duncan, and Zogo's Bolin Lee, talking about their new partnership announcement and the impact it's going to have on credit unions. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two of the hottest fintech guys in financial services on the show. We have Mr. Mike Duncan from Banktoy and Mr. Bolin Lee from Zogo. How are you guys?
Doing really well.
Good. Bolin, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. Congratulations on both of you guys' success. You guys have been in the news quite a bit lately, speaking and winning awards and all this great stuff. So we're actually really proud of you guys. So of really pushing our industry, pushing that proverbial envelope and keep pushing us, moving us forward. So thank you for that. So you guys have an announcement to make. It's this big partnership you guys have embarked on. So Mike, I'm going to let you go first. Can you tell us about this new partnership? What prompted it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we saw and discovered Zogo. We saw them. There's a press release. They have won this big award, the next big idea competition. It was being sponsored by, who was it, Bolin?
NACUTA.
So we saw that press release, and we read about you guys. We looked you guys up, and we thought, this is exactly the kind of value that we've been looking for to add to our digital banking platform, right? So financial education for younger people, for Generation Z, that's exactly where, you know, why we've been invested so heavily into building out this digital banking ecosystem, was so that, you know, we can basically build value on top of it and deliver it through all these different channels, right? So Generation Z is obviously so important. So we actually reached out to Bolin. We asked him to be part of our first ever annual conference at Coca-Cola headquarters this year. So we brought all of our clients together. We brought some of the most innovative fintech companies we could find on the planet and here in America. And we asked Bolin to come out and present Zogo to our audience. And what happened was exactly what we anticipated. Our audience, they reacted to it really well. They loved the technology. And it really aligned with their goals, which is to provide a better member experience, you know, in this particular case for Generation Z, to give them what they needed.
Indeed. And Bolin, what's your perspective? What attracted you toward Banktoy?
Yeah, so like Mike said, we first got connected actually on LinkedIn, I think. And actually, before we even got connected, I've been stalking Banktoy for a while. I'm just such a big fan of the platform they have built. Like the look and feel of it is it's just so modern and different than anything else out there. So I was quite happy when I got that LinkedIn message, and I started, you know, talking and learning. And then later, when I was at the conference, at the Coca-Cola conference, I learned about the first of all, I was just amazed by the product and the new release they had at the conference. But on top of that, I was really intrigued by the online account opening software that they have that can help members open an account in like less than 60 seconds, something like that. You know, that's just something we've been looking for, because our platform is really great at engaging Gen Z and getting them hooked and getting them understand the value of credit unions. But it doesn't necessarily take them to the next step, which is to open an account and becoming a member and all of that good stuff. So with this partnership with Banktoy, we can really make that a reality and not only attract and engage Gen Z and have them, you know, enjoy and loving the app, but also push them to the next step and get them become young member of credit unions. So that's really attractive for us.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. So, Mike, how does the partnership work? How are you guys working together?
So, we're basically starting with it's through a referral, basically. So, we're basically tying together initially two of our products. So, it's their educational product to help people, Generation Z, understand how to become financially well, and also presents challenges to people so that they can understand, you know what to do, what not to do, and help define their financial behavior, stuff that you don't learn when you're in school, right? And you don't learn how to be financially well in school anymore, and that's what their technology does, right? So we're combining that initially with their online account opening so that, you know, young people, as they're going through the experience and they want to, you know, refer friends, and we'll work on explaining this much better than I can, but when they want to refer friends and family to the platform, they simply send them a link through Zogo, and through the online account opening product that we've developed, that we talked about with Farhan with Coca-Cola, They can actually in 90 seconds or less become a member and also begin, you know, learning financial wellness and what to do and what not to do. So that's our initial relationship. Mm-hmm. And then evolving that is going to be basically putting that into our entire platform. So, you know, within mobile banking, within online banking, you know, when you get your statements and notices and things like that, the entire thing will be a platform for Zogo to present ways for people to understand where they are in their financial life, present them with educational materials and tools that are going to help Generation Z become more financially well. And that's where all the value is across the entire platform.
That's a huge value. That's right in the credit union wheelhouse for sure. And Bolin, I want to get your perspective from how Zogo is going to work with BankJoy, because Mike, you alluded that Bolin could explain something a little bit better. So let's hear it from you, Bolin.
Yeah, I think like Mike said, at the beginning of any partnership, we want to make sure that we have a solid foundation. So we're starting with the referral basis where we connect with the online account opening mm-hmm. at BankJoy and mm-hmm. Basically help a member of credit unions after learning about what credit union is on Zogo have a way of easily and quickly become member and enjoy the benefits of joining a credit union. So that's definitely the first step. And where I see this going is BankJoy has built out an amazing infrastructure for companies like Zogo, like us, to integrate and to deploy new features. And in the future, where I see this partnership is going is a more deep integration into the BankJoy platform, into the mobile banking, and also for Zogo to do more cool things with experimental learning. So not only will there be kind of module-based, bite-sized modules, learning modules, but also actually connecting to the bank account of the teenagers. Mm-hmm. Them, you know, 3 days ago, you spent $5 at McDonald's. How do you feel about that purchase today? like this. And that's all going to be possible with this partnership. So we're really excited.
So the benefits, obviously, for you guys are, okay, you know, you're combining these two technologies, which is going to make the technology that much better because it's already awesome as standalones. Now it's going to be, now it's kind of like this really powerful force right now that's going to really benefit creators out there. But let's trickle down to the member. How does it ultimately benefit the member? Mike, I'll get your perspective. How does it ultimately benefit the member here with you guys partnering up?
Yeah, this is what we're most excited about is, you know, if you look at, you know, if you look at Generation Z and even a generation next to that, millennials, you know, people in those generations, they have been very clear that they want financial education, they want guidance. And so this is an opportunity where credit unions can actually think about and focus on something that's really important to really a kind of a prime demographic for them, and a demographic that's going to be really important to the future credit unions. They can really focus on something they actually want, right? So, you know, if you talk to younger people now and they go sign up for an account at a credit union, one of the biggest complaints they have is that, you know, they feel like they're just being sold to, you know, right. Indiscriminately. Here's a loan product, here's something that we think you need, but we're broadcasting this out to our entire membership, right? So this is a much more focused approach mm-hmm. that's giving what they really want, which is that guidance that's going to help them achieve better goals, so that when you do come in with that offer, you know, that's, you know, that loan offer or some other thing that's going to help them, it's more fine-tuned to them, and they're going to understand, you know, whether or not they should accept that offer or not, and that it's going to be, you know, more targeted as that person. That's where we see the value.
Okay, yeah, because that's what we're used to now with the whole Amazon effect and Uber and all this stuff. The consumer is used to this kind of almost individual targeting. Is that what you're seeing as well, Bolin? Because, I mean, this is what... This is the new normal, I guess. Now it's no longer the shotgun approach. Now it's more individual, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I also think for my generation, the Gen Z, right? We really believe in the underlying value of an organization. So what I mean by that is when you look at credit unions, mm-hmm. it's not profit, and its mission is to help members and help community. Like that's perfect. For Gen Z mindset today. Mm-hmm. And it's a thing that a lot of Gen Z don't know about credit union. And so I, you know, we did a survey with 500 Duke students, 76% of them don't know what a credit union is.
Yeah.
And that's Duke students, you know?
Yeah, I saw that story in CU Insight. You posted that that blog post in CU Insight. That was great. That was really good. Very telling.
It's crazy, yeah. And So we want to change that mindset, and with this partnership, we think we can take that a step further, not only to educate the Gen Z about what a premium is, but help them, you know, actually become a member and start seeing the benefits of joining a credit union.
Indeed.
I don't know if you're, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some short-term and long-term goals you guys have for this partnership? Avi, Mike, what, I'll let you take the short-term goals. What do you guys want to accomplish immediately?
Yeah, short-term, we've got some mutual clients now. So that happened really fast. We put our partnership together. We've got community-wide and Pyramid Credit Union in Arizona.
Well done.
In Indiana. And both those credit unions are going to take the platform, and they're going to deliver it to their Generation Z base, and it's going to help them grow that younger membership to their credit unions. That's the goal. And so that's the first goal, is to get the product integrated, at least initially with mobile, and then also with online account opening, so that we can quickly onboard new young people onto the platform more easily, more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the initial. Long term again is really just taking that Zogo goodness, that value, putting that into the entire platform and ecosystem. So that someone at Generation Z is as they're onboarding, as they're applying for a loan, is they're looking at their statement 1 month, or if they are exploring mobile or online banking, or even conversing with conversational AI through Alexa or Google Home or through text message, they're getting these opportunities to become more educated and just to live better with better financial wellness and tools.
Indeed. Bolin, I want to get the Zogo goal here. What goals do you guys have?
Just following up on what Michael was saying, I think in the short term, we want to make this two initial clients a huge success. We want to prove the value and then make sure that we're doing what we're saying we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step, looking at the next step, I think for Zogo, what we have is a Gen Z mindset and a team of Gen Z who knows how to get this done. And then for what BankJoy has is this massive infrastructure that they have built and integration they've already built with all these banks and credit unions. So the combination of these will really help accelerate the community banks and the credit union industry as a whole to just get more younger members and get the younger members to credit unions.
Indeed. Yeah, and that's what our industry needs. I mean, for as long as I've been in this industry, which seems like back in the 1800s, but we're always trying to get younger. It's almost kind of like a member succession plan. So we're always trying to get younger, which is a good thing. And so that's why I'm so glad you guys are becoming the successes that you are, because you're gonna bring in that new generation that we desperately need to keep this industry moving forward. So good stuff, guys. Where can we find out more information on this partnership, and then how can credit unions move forward with what you guys are offering? Mike, where do we go to BankJoy, go to both of Zogo, or how do we get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, I could definitely go to either one. Go to Zogo.com or BankJoy.com and just learn more about our offerings. And then also, if you want to demo, it's easy to sign up for one on either website.
Okay.
There's also we'll have a press release that's coming out, more details shortly, and there'll be more information on each of our websites. But in the meantime, sign up for a demo. We'd love to show you the products.
Very cool. Yeah. All right, guys. Good stuff, gentlemen. I am so stoked that you guys are doing this, and because it's really going to keep our industry moving forward, and which in turn is going to really attract that younger demographic that we desperately need, Bolin. So we're counting on you, buddy. All right? We're counting on both of you guys. All right. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate the time. We're going to keep an eye on you, and then let's have you guys on in about 6 months or so and see how the partnership's going and how many more credit unions are using your stuff. So I think it's going to be good news all the way around.
Right.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks again. Well done, gentlemen.